Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Monday, May 26th, 2008. Today is Memorial Day, and I'm back out in the car running some errands. I've been reading more and more of the Primo Levi biography by Ian Thompson, and it's very fascinating. All this. I still haven't.
Actually, World War II has broken out,
but it hasn't.
And I guess what?
Well, it's sort of happening. Will be my stream of consciousness, if you call it that.
There usually is, I think, an implicit audience in our verbalized thoughts. And that's never, at least certainly this is true for me,
in my published in the United States, first American edition, and my book
says,
I'm always in 2003, so what I have must be a remaindered copy of that 2003 edition, now on sale for something like $6.99. So, and it's it is a fascinating book, I find. I've just read the
first 1976, when the Impala heads off into the Sonoran Desert with the two radical poets, the young 17-year-old and the runaway prostitute, being pursued by the two off-duty cop thugs and the pimp. Quite an exciting end to this section of the book.
Embrace
all in all, Juan Garcia Madero,
I found to be dissident, remarkable, a rebel,
enjoyable,
and continue to associate and continue to help them. So I wonder, you know, if this were to happen, if I happened to be in a society where this was happening, what choice would I make? Would I, if say a broad class of people were essentially outlawed,
and there's some something to do with the variation in the magnitude of the light as it varies from one point to another. Okay, now I begin the new stuff, which I'm more or less unqualified to read. What I say of weight would apply equally to the force of a spring of a dynamometer.
Rehearsing my resignation. And the problem was that I had a hard time convincing when I did talk to him. He didn't seem to hear me saying that this was difficult. And it was something I knew that he would not want. The House of Savoy, that there was regained control of that part of Italy, northern Italy, and reinstituted the ghettos, put the forced the Jews back into the ghettos. I'm not sure whether they had left or not. I presume some continue to live there, but the exact details of all that is a fascinating thing.
This is only to be part of society, who want to be respected, want everybody to like them, who feel social pressures very strongly. Does that personality in this situation where laws are being passed that turn your social instincts into evil, actually. But does it really mean that you're...
I simply observed that Nabokov, of course, was writing about himself, apparently because both Nabokov and Panin were exiled Russian intellectuals who taught in American colleges. Although my reading of the book is that the point of it is that Panin, in radical contrast to Nabokov himself, who is the shadowy narrator of the book, Panin could barely speak English, while Nabokov
was, of course, all these forces. I'm not quite sure where F and A and R came from, or reaction R seemed to be defined right there. But forces F and A are equal, so something's in equilibrium, and we're supposed to know this and have a picture of it. Okay. And finally,
might have a predisposition.
Force R and the weight
stronger toward one of these or to another one. And those people who more strongly valued respect authority and are vulnerable, I guess, to the nasty claims of purity. Ooh, man. These are tough thoughts. To bring into our definition.